2002.
Okay, so just finished Hurt Locker, which I don't even know. I mean, that was like a horror movie, but instead of monsters, it was bombs and Iraqis. But I, wow, that was a very intense movie. It was good. I basically have a stomach ache now because it was tense all the way through. It's not like it was rising action plot. It was just bomb, bomb, bomb. Oh, God, there's another bomb, and we have to defuse it. And, I mean, there's kind of like this wrap-up at home where it just kind of tied into the prologue where war is a drug, and the thing the guy loves most is the fusing bombs. But it was just boom, boom, boom the whole way through. So it was very, very good. It was the first one I think that people applauded after. But yeah, I have a stomach ache now. Okay then. So next up is an education. So that'll be a nice palate cleanser after the Iraqi war. Oh, and it was really good about Hurt Locker is that it was all kind of unrecognizable actors, except the ones that you did recognize, they die within like 5 minutes of screen time. So that made it very realistic, and it was very, you know, jerky camera and stuff. But Hurt Locker, thumbs up, but it's a very intense movie. Okay. An education is next.